Well, he was a difficult man to find in Australia when they were out there recording, and he was pretty difficult to find here. But welcome to the program, Bon Scott, AC/DC.
Oh, thank you, Ian.
Now, in fact, the last time I saw you was when we did the 100th show over here. When you went out to Halliford Studio. That was a good day, wasn't it?
Well, it took time to get the show together. It was a really good day because the bar was open the whole time.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yes, well, we're waiting at the bar. But listen, seriously, what are you doing at the moment? What are the group doing? You've just come back from America.
Well, we're doing an English tour at the moment. Yeah. The last gig's about 3 days at Great Yarmouth. I suppose you've all heard of Great Yarmouth. And we just finished.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
No, good place.
Oh, let me tell you about Great Yarmouth.
Oh, no, let's not.
Carry on.
Right, keep going. Okay.
Just finished the European tour and spent 7 weeks in America. So we really are, getting around.
Right, well, let's go back about a year ago when I was over here doing interviews and that. And at that stage, in the music papers especially, like Sounds, NME, Melody Maker, you were never out of the papers, right? There was always a story about you. You were filling out the marquee every night, and you were sort of what most people termed as the first of the punk bands to emerge. Now, since then, the Sex Pistols and so on and so on, and now you've got, Every Man and His Dog, with, similar names, that term themselves as punk rock bands or a new wave band. You've been away, you've been to America, you've broken into the American charts, and I've got my hand over the mic again. You've been away, you've been...
Shouldn't have the mic down there, Ian.
I know. You've been away, you've been you've made the American charts, you're very big in Europe. What does it feel like now to come back with all of this new wave sort of going crazy in England? And are you pulling crowds still?
Well, we're pulling bigger crowds than they are,
Yeah?
I mean, we've got our following here. It's not new wave and it's not punk. It's just people that like our band, our rock band, And we honestly thought that the punk and the new wave thing might sort of spoil a bit for us, but it hasn't at all.
Yeah.
It was a big fad. It's just like anything else, a big fad for a while, and there's those that are still hanging on to it. But the main thing about it is that it gives rock music a real kick in the gut,
Yeah.
And we sort of, even though we started the whole thing over here, like we played here before the Sex Pistols were even sort of, thought of.
Yeah.
And now we've always been there, and people are beginning to realise that now they want more than just some someone up there screaming, anarchy and rape and this sort of crap, And we're it. Yeah. We're doing it right.
Now the thing is that you've always been a very tight rock and roll band, but for some reason you've concentrated a lot on the live performances, especially in England.
That's all there is.
But there's never been a really definite single released on the English market, or there's been some confusion about the single. Why is this?
Well, singles for a start.
And I might add, just before you answer that, because I want you to answer another one, there's a little bit of confusion of what's happening in Australia with your singles too. So could you clear it all up, Bon?
Okay, now we'll start with England,
Right.
Now, singles bands over here, or bands that release singles that take off, without already having established a road following, are going to suffer the same effects as has Sherbet, They had a big record over here, and their English tour consisted of one gig, Because, no slant on them, but they're a record band, And they had no road following, so no one comes to see their shows, So we have the following. If we release a single here now, it would do really well. Excuse me. And we also have our following,
Well, why isn't there a single release now? Or,
Well, we don't write the singles, We don't write singles.
Of course you do.
We have done in the past, but we don't write something specifically for a single.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
But it's common for any group to bring out a single.
We're an album band. We're a road album band, Singles don't mean a pinch to anybody, in our band. There's no sense in them. Like, if some station picks up, like the BBC, which they probably never would, then it might get played and it might make the charts, but there's no way we'd do it intentionally to make a single.
Well, does the same go for Australia?
No, Australia's a different market altogether, And there, if there's a likely single on an album, it'll be released as a single, but over here the album's the main thing, And if a station picks a track that they sort of like to play a lot, well, it'll sell the album, not the single.
Yeah. Now, with Mark leaving the group, how's the new member fitted in?
Oh, fits quite nicely, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good, yeah.
Did he alter the band in any way, the sound or anything like that?
Well, he's a guy that's been playing for a lot longer than Mark ever played. Like, you know, Mark played with us for 2 years, probably been playing bass for about 3, whereas Cliff has been playing for about 12 years. You
know? Yeah.
And so his technique is sort of far, I'd say, advanced, yeah, to what Mark's was, although Mark's was for the rock stuff was cool, you know. Cliff's just given us more sort of, more scope. Like, there's more you can do with the music. It's in between the guitars, like Angus, I mean, more Malcolm and Cliff than could be done before.
Now, you've always, since you've been away, you've always gone back to Australia to record. Why is that? And I believe you're going back again to record.
Well, you know, it's sort of coincides a few things, like holidays, you see your mum and dad, yeah, and all your mates, and George and Harry are there, and the studios are there, and they know the studios like the back of their hand, you know, and it's just been a perfect setup, and we can spend unlimited time in the studio. It's all there, there's no need to go anywhere else, because like if we, say we went to, say, Miami, for instance, you know, we'd have to hotel it, and we have to buy a studio time, like you might get 8 or 10 or 12 hours a day or whatever, you know, which is quite expensive, you know. There's just no point in it as yet, you know.
Right, now, you're really big on the European side, especially on the live touring side. Can you tell us a bit about the European market as far as AC/DC are concerned?
The European market, they're really quite strange over there. They're a lot of freaks over there. You know? They're sort of not punk. And they're not terribly young.
I was about to say, you might feel at home if there are a lot of freaks going on. I'm sorry.
You find a few, yeah. Yeah, on the street after the show in the gutter.
I mean. Right.
But they're the sort of... Oh, it's really hard to say. But they're more...
Are there an emotional audience
freak,
or what?
Yeah, emotional.
Ready to rock, you know?
Probably more so than the rest of the world.
Yeah.
They're crazy, because like... European bands don't play rock music, and if they do play it, they don't play it well, you know, so the only rock they get is from England, America, and now Australia.
Right, now, let's look at 4 countries, right? You've got the USA, which you're about to leave for and do an extensive touring side. You've got the European market, you've got the British market, and you've got the Australian market. Does the band change at all, or you just play the same thing for every market and use the same approach?
Exactly the same, yeah.
There's
no need to change. I mean, we're what we are.
Yeah.
And we ain't going to change for nobody, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just... But it doesn't... Like, you could put them all in one room and you couldn't tell one from the next. Like, they're just the same the world over, you know.
Well, what do you think will be the next single in Australia? Let There Be Rock?
Isn't it there yet? Isn't that the single?
I don't know, is it?
No?
Well, it's certainly not out.
Hang on. A voice from heaven says, yes.
A voice from heaven?
Let There Be Rock.
Right. Now, what about an album?
We recorded an album last time we were back there. As yet, it's not finished. We've got a few things. We've thought about it and changed a few things. There's a live album probably coming out soon. Mm. It's taken from concerts in Glasgow, My Music Bowl. There was one recorded in Fort Lauderdale in Florida. But there's about 4 in all, you know, and that might be sort of put into a live album, the best of the 4 concerts.
Right, now tell us about your American plans.
Yeah, we're going back there in a couple of weeks, a tour with Kiss, supporting Kiss, and a band called Rush you mightn't have heard of out there.
No.
You know? And we're doing about 12 dates with those bands, and a few of our own, and some co-headlining with a band called UFO.
Right, we've heard of them.
You know,
right. Now, just on the Kiss tour, right? Have you seen Kiss perform yet live?
Yeah, I saw them in London last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, quite spectacular.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's going to be an amazing contrast between yourselves and obviously Kiss, both very visual.
Well,
yeah.
See, the guy that what's his name? Tell me the bass player's name from Kiss.
I don't know.
No. Carl, tell me the bass player's name from Kiss. He's a popular guy, isn't he?
Carl?
He came along to our show in one of our shows in the Whiskey in Hollywood. to see us play, you know. And he come up to us and said, look, I dig your band, and, and we're touring in December, and we'd like you to tour with us, you know. And they played of 80,000 people.
Yeah, right. I mean, they're huge.
So the show should be quite, you know, quite amazing.
Now, are you, on the songwriting side, have you written many songs of late? I mean, the band and yourself, or?
Well, we haven't written. Like, it's, while we're touring, you're sort of compiling all your ideas and you know, things you rip off from here and there around the countryside, like, you know. And I've got pages of stuff. Actually, I wrote the words to two songs about on the last tour, like on the road, and got back home and found out there was the same titles and always the same lyrics as somebody else's.
Did you?
And I was really pleased with them too. I thought, oh, this is great. Yeah.
And how's Angus going? How did Angus go over this time last year? The papers were going crazy and, you know, talking about this great little guitarist that's got so full of energy. How did he go in America?
Oh, they couldn't believe him in America.
Yeah.
No. I like the Americans are mad. Anything new, they really go crazy for it, you know. And although, like, only the rich people are there can afford to send their kids to schools where they have uniforms, this is, like, the novelty of it was just overwhelmed them. And the energy the band puts out, they couldn't believe it, you know.
Why was the approach last time you were back, for that time that you were recording, to sort of almost stay low profile as far as television and all of that was concerned, and the press?
Yeah, well, you know, dig this, we've been working non-stop since the band started, you know, before 8 months before I joined the band, you know.
Yeah.
And you just got to have a break, you know. And so the main thing about being back there last time was to actually write the songs, record them, break in the new bass player to the way of the band. That's why we only played one or two gigs back there, both at the Bondi Lifesaver, you know. Just got to have a break occasionally. You know?
Well, listen, thanks for coming on Countdown again.
It's all right.
And
no worries, Ian. They still call you Ian, do they?
Yeah, well, Molly. And we wish you the best of luck in America.
Thank you.
And it's good to see that the album is really starting to break in, like, really starting to break into the top 200. What is it? You know, it's around about the 150 mark.
150 with an arrow.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Not quite as fast as the bullet.
As the bullet. All right, well, best of luck, and we'll look forward to seeing you come home and doing some tour dates.
Looking forward to getting back there.
Take care, Bob.
See ya.
Thanks, mate.